This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to a brand new season of WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey and the Western Hockey League. Boy, it is great to be back. Ahead, we'll kick off the season with WHL Commissioner Ron Robison, who breaks down some big events and some big changes to the league as well. That's coming up in moments. Later, WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen stops by. We'll talk about the new training regulations adopted by the WHL this year and the new 68-game schedule. First up, WHL Commissioner Ron Robison kicks off the year with us for no doubt what will be a banner season for the WHL.
We're very excited. Of course, it's the start of another season, and the players and everybody associated with the league is delighted that we're getting started this weekend and looking forward to a new format this year with a 68-game schedule. We believe we continue to build on a great player experience, and that's what's most important to everyone within the Western Hockey League.
Yeah, that's really the theme this year, it seems.
It is. We've looked at not only the player development side and, offering the players the best facilities, the best coaching, the best competitive schedule that you can get in the game, but of course our education program and our scholarships are second to none now in North America. And then from there, we really focused on the support that we need to provide the players off ice. And not only in supporting their education, but supporting them in terms of dealing with the pressures of playing at the top level in the Canadian system.
All right, October 3rd is the big day, and three WHL markets have it circled on their calendar when the WHL Board of Governors will award the 2020 MasterCard Memorial Cup. That'll be a big day in Calgary.
It sure will, and we're very fortunate in the Western Hockey League to be hosting a number of major events this year, not the least of which, of course, will be CIBC Canada-Russia Series Games in Kamloops in Vancouver, but of course leading to this year's World Juniors and the NHL Draft in Vancouver as well, not to mention the Sherwin-Williams Top Prospects game in Vancouver. But of course, everybody's attention at our meeting on October 3rd will be on the 2020 Memorial Cup, in which we'll select the location in the Western Hockey League that will host that event not too far down the road. So we're very excited about the fact that we have Kamloops, Kelowna, and Lethbridge bidding. They've all put forward excellent bids, and it'll be a very difficult decision by the Board of Governors come October 3rd.
The Western Hockey League is also into their officiating development camp, and I believe there's a new person in charge to help groom officials and develop them for the next level as well.
Yes, we've made some significant changes in our hockey operations area this year. We've added a veteran NHL referee of 20 seasons who just retired, Tom Cowell, who was one of the Western Hockey League referees not that many seasons ago as well. And we think he's going to provide a very important role along with our supervisors and Kevin Minch, of course, who's the head of our officiating program, in providing the officials on the ice, and particularly the referees, with the support they need to be successful. And coaching and video training in particular will be of assistance to all of our referees, and we want to provide support in that area. But also the materials that we'll be producing will be shared with all of our prospects within the system in cooperation with the four provincial hockey associations across the West.
You know, we go into a brand new season, Ron, and I can't think of a clear-cut favorite for division titles just based on the parity. It really seems that it's pretty level across the playing field here this season. We're seeing some teams maybe in a rebuild here, but there could be some great races here for division titles, and then, of course, leading up to the Ed Chynoweth Cup there in the spring.
Well, if you're a fan of the Western Hockey League, that's the great thing about junior hockey. It's so difficult to predict. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of teams who have made significant improvements over the course of the offseason who are now feeling very optimistic going in. But a lot of things can happen over the course of the season. But we are very, very excited about not only some very competitive divisions, but overall some very exciting prospects. It's arguably that this year we could have some of the best crop we've ever had of young prospects who are eligible for this year's NHL draft.
Yeah, it could be a big return to the NHL draft podium come Vancouver, another event in a WHL market. All right, Ron, as always, we look forward to the drop of the puck and a brand new season here in the WHL with a banner year ahead here. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks very much. Appreciate you having me.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The first edition of the CHL Top 10 rankings have been released, and three WHL teams have cracked the top 10 to start the season. Checking in at number 3 overall, the Lethbridge Hurricanes, who are regarded as the potential frontrunner for the Central Division, with Pittsburgh Penguins prospect Jordy Bellerive, as well as top prospect Dylan Cousins leading the way. Spokane Chiefs, the next team in the top 10 at number 6. They have several returning top players, including LA Kings prospect Jared Anderson Dolan, and first-round NHL pick of the New Jersey Devils defenseman Ty Smith. Right behind the Chiefs, U.S. division rival Portland Winterhawks check in at number 7. They could get Golden Knights first-round pick Cody Glass back for the season to bolster their chances. Earning an honorable mention this week, the BC Division's Vancouver Giants, who were expected to contend for the Edmonton Elf Cup with several veterans, as well as defenseman Bowen Byram, who is projected to be a top pick at the upcoming 2019 NHL Draft.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Also this week, longtime WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen stopping by. Rick, year 41 for you, and boy, I'm sure the league has come a long ways when you look back to when you started to where we are right now.
Well, it sure has, and first of all, I can say I'm just as excited to go into this year as I was my first year. It's always exciting when you get to the first regular season games. We're looking forward to a great year both on ice and also off ice with a number of special events that will be held in Western Hockey League cities in the course of the season.
Yeah, let's talk about that as we hit opening weekend. Everything turning up WHL, it seems, this year. When you look at basically starting October 3rd with a big Memorial Cup announcement set for Calgary.
Well, again, that's going to be very exciting. Our Board of Governors meet here on Wednesday, October 3rd, at which time we will announce the winning bid for the 2020 Memorial Cup. Obviously, Kamloops, Kelowna, and Lethbridge are the three bidding teams. I know from their the work they've done, they've got tremendous presentations coming for the Board of Governors on that day. And as I said, it's going to be a great year for the Western Hockey League.
Yeah, it's just action-packed all year long here for sure. There's some changes to the Western Hockey League this season. Rick, maybe we could discuss. We'll start with any rule changes this year. And I know as well it's more condensed down to 68 games. So let's chat about some changes this season.
Well, it's quite interesting. We don't actually have rule changes for the 2018-19 season. And I think that can be taken as a positive. We've had very significant changes over the past probably 5 or 6 years, mostly dealing with trying to curb and eliminate unnecessary fighting. This year, we're very comfortable with the rule changes that we have implemented. They worked extremely well last year, and we're going to carry on into the start of this season with the same rules we used last year. We do have one significant change in terms of the discipline. Kevin Atchison will be the new WHL Director of Player Safety, and he will be dealing with all player suspensions, all game situations where something happens that needs to be dealt with. And, of course, he's had a bit of a busy last weekend. We have a total of 6 players that are suspended going into the start of this season. 2 are a carryover from last year, and he has suspended 4 players from preseason games carrying into the regular season as well.
Yeah, Kevin Atchison, longtime WHL referee. He's been with the league office now a number of years, so a really reputable guy there to handle the discipline this season.
Well, and it was a real good transition for him. As you said, he's not only been a very successful referee in the Western Hockey League, he actually refereed the championship game in the 2001 Memorial Cup in Regina, which Red Deer won the Memorial Cup for us. And then, of course, from there, he's been on our officiating staff, the assistant director of officiating, for a number of years. So he knows our teams, he knows our personnel, he knows our game, the rules, everything that applies and comes into making the correct decisions when it comes to discipline.
68 games this year. Richard, let's talk about that move as the league drops 4 to get maybe more in line with the rest of the Canadian Hockey League.
Well, we're very excited with that, and of course our Board of Governors did a tremendous job. We had some lengthy discussions. We had a committee put together. Gord Broda was the chairman of that committee and did a real good job of passing on the pros and cons of reducing the schedule to our governors. which they have adopted. Very interesting to note that the 68 games as opposed to 72 will be played in the exact same amount of time. So it's not that we condensed our schedule and took out four games. This will allow four less games over the exact same period of time. And certainly we've got a number of players that are in high school. We have a number of players that are taking college courses. And this will allot them additional time for schooling, less time on the road, and then from a club perspective, obviously more practice time, which the coaches are going to really be pleased with. So all in all, we feel it's a very significant change, a very positive change for our league. And as you mentioned, it brings us into line with the Ontario Hockey League and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey Leagues, who also have 68-game schedules.
Our guest is Richard Dirksen, the Vice President of Hockey for the Western Hockey League, and has been with them for 41 years now. One thing that Commissioner Ron Robison touched on our broadcast last year, and it's been much talked about, is the fact that there's new trade rules going into the Western Hockey League involving 15- and 16-year-olds. Rick, what can you tell us about these rules and how will they impact teams?
Well, again, and we feel this is a very significant and a very positive change for all of our clubs. Basically, the premise of the rule is a signed 15 or 16-year-old player cannot be traded under any circumstances until July 1 following a 16-year-old season. So if the player has signed a standard player agreement with one of our clubs, he cannot be traded at the ages of 15 or 16. The key thing to remember is if the player has not signed for whatever reason, he could be traded. So an unsigned 15 or 16-year-old player may be traded, but a signed 15 and 16 cannot be traded under any circumstances.
Now, I'm sure this was on the league's radar for the last couple of seasons, but last year's flurry of trades at the deadline, did this expedite the process to get this in place?
Well, it sure impacted on it, and I think everyone's aware there were a number of young players that were dealt basically as the race in the East Division in particular to strengthen Moose Jaw, Swift Current and some of the other teams was a real factor from us and a real concern. And so we had real good meetings with the competitions committee. We came up with the recommendations that we presented to the general managers and board of governors at our annual meeting, and they were adopted as presented.
It is an ever-changing game, and the Western Hockey League trying to stay on top of those changes here. Hey, Richard, we really appreciate you breaking down the new changes, new rules, and just an exciting year that is lying ahead here for the Western Hockey League and all its member partners. Appreciate your time here on WHL this week, and happy anniversary, I guess, as we get set for another season.
Thanks, John. We were looking forward to another tremendous season in the Western Hockey League.
And that's the show, and let's drop the puck on a brand new season. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.